Adventure 6. After climbing down the left ladder, the party quickly determined that the surrounding area is empty. Moving on to a door to the west, the group enters into a room with several Jiralans. Quickly dispatching them, Hlothgar detects faint singing coming from within a hole in the western wall. Hlothgar fires an arrow that goes right over a small gnome. Strolling into the room come Char, a half-drow sorcerer, and Sarnorus, a gnome bard. Both groups, being highly paranoid, instantly mistrust one another. Hlothgar is fascinated by the gnome, and the gnome suggests that Hlothgar point his arrows at his fellow sorcerers, in other words means Melder. Melder lightning bolts the gnome and Hlothgar, who was slightly in the way. A fight breaks out, with Hald pinning Sarnorus to the ground, while Horkin stands above him, mace ready. Then more Jiralans burst through the door on the southern wall. The party quickly enters combat, both sides realizing they share a common enemy. Combat spells fly, as more and more Jiralans come at the group. Pushing the Jiralans back, the party moves down the southern hallway, discovering more Jiralans yet. Another fierce battle breaks out, this time with Jiralans seeming to stream in from everywhere. Hald and Horkin distinctly hear one Jiralan giving orders in the back, commanding more Jiralans to the front. Melder would cast confusion, while the rest of the sorcerers would cast fireballs and lightning bolts and a few ice storms. Horkin fought side by side with Hald and Serenus. But in the gigantic struggle, the party finally manages to push the Jiralans back, slaying their leader. Finding only two female Jiralans left, the party slays them as well, in addition to seven of the child Jiralans they were guarding. The other 24 children flee into the other portions of Night Vampire. Looking at what the Jiralans had found through their cleaning, the party finds themselves the new owners of several minor magical items, as well as a significant amount of gold and gems. Melder says, "Char, those were some very impressive spells you cast. And your gnome companion fought most bravely and well. It appears my lightning bolt was cast improvidently. Please accept my apologies. Should you and the gnome wish to join forces with us, I for one would welcome it. Char, my companion and I alone do not stand much of a chance against Dolphius. His magic is much more powerful than our own. I believe that in allying our forces we stand a much better chance at defeating him." She casually flips her hair over her shoulder. "If the rest of your party sees fit, we will join you on your quest." Serenus sings a short note to Melder. "Mr. Melder, please forgive that I sing, but this the method my message I bring I would not ask your word be muting. I apologize for my befuddling. I sing to inspire and fascinate. Next time I to you will demonstrate you will feel better I state. Your thanks you will articulate." Serenus composes a short lyrical song about the day. Saw a bright light in the dark barely missed by an arrow with spark. Grappled by a mighty half-orc shot by a lightning bolt with fork. Slammed by a mindless dwarf misunderstanding abounds of course. Jiralan, Jiralans, everywhere this party's mages burn their hair. Down the hall we run. Hald the mighty slashings begun. Brave, brave Horkin fighting at my back trying my best to inspire this pack. Yippee, more fire spells churn causing more Jiralan to burn. At the end of the day many Jiralan we slay. Gelb, great tune, Serenus. Do you know the pig ate my carrots quote? No. How about there's a hole in my pantaloons quote? There's this great duet that we could sing.